561-833-3753.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
There are many that try to climb up another way by just doing good works without relationship. And see, even in the church, we can't allow that to continue to govern our mindset, because you're spinning your wheels. You're in quicksand. You're going nowhere. And you know that your life is not lining up. You know that things aren't manifesting. Promises aren't coming to pass. There's something that's just not in place. Because you're doing it after your own strength. So we want to unlock some things and show you some mysteries. There's a grace in your weakness. See, this is a problem with many, because, and especially if you have a real strong will and you were a real aggressive person, God, you know, God had to deal with you big time. Hello, you were like Peter, you know, in the garden, cutting folks' ears. Amen. And God have to deal with you with that, because that type of strength is of the flesh. And I'm reminded again how he told Peter, put away your sword. But he didn't tell the soldiers that came to get him, because he knew what they were fighting, how they were fighting. They could never win. But he told Peter to put that away. That wasn't how you were going to win. Fighting after the flesh is not. He told him one time, if my kingdom were of this world, then my disciples would fight. But it's not of this world system. I'm not here to set up a kingdom that's trying to undo other kings in this system. No, my kingdom, when it comes, is going to take over the whole earth. It's another type of kingdom. Amen. It's not horses and chariots. It's not even the battle. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. We can't conquer sin in our flesh with our own ability. You can do some good stuff, but even if you do change, and even if it's a permanent change, where is God in it? Where is grace in it? Something you did yourself. There are many people out in the world that have strong constitutions, that live in a certain way, but don't care a lick about Jesus. They just have a strong constitution. If you didn't know them well, you'd think they were saved. They live a wholesome, clean life, but they ain't saved. They ain't got an ounce of salvation. So see, it's not based on that. And then you got people that struggle. I've met people in parts of the world that lived on the street, kept warm in old blankets, old dirty blankets, wasn't able to shower for months at a time, that gave their life to the Lord. Now, what they chose from there on was their choosing. But I know this for a fact, everybody didn't come off the street. There was a rich man and Lazarus. Lazarus was a beggar, and they both died. He died a beggar, but he loved God. But when in eternity, he got his reward, while the rich man got his reward. So it's not even based upon that. We got to really broaden our understanding about God's economy. And some folk don't want a bunch of stuff. I met a man years ago in Arizona who was a multimillionaire at one time. He gave away everything. All he had on his back was a backpack. And his ministry was to American prisoners in Mexican jails. Now think about that type of ministry for a minute. This was an older Caucasian, but getting to know him due to the sacrifice and the submission that he had given to God, this man had been places in the spirit with God that were phenomenal. And he didn't care about nothing. He had sold a home in Las Vegas. He had homes all over the world, yachts and everything else. He gave it all away. Sold, gave it all away, put stuff in missions, had a backpack and a little sleeping bag. As a matter of fact, he gave me that sleeping bag. He said, told me, you're going to need this. I have to write a book about this. Anyway, you have people like that. They're not, you know, the culture doesn't have them. The kingdom got them. There's nothing wrong with a 9-to-5, but they ain't working on 9-to-5. Amen. They're moving about as the Spirit leads them. You understand? So God's got an economy like that. Amen. So we see in Galatians 5, the works of the flesh, how they are a fruit of being in the flesh. And the works or the fruit of the Spirit are a fruit or manifestation of being in the Spirit. I want to make this emphatically strong to touch your spirit. Anyone that continues to live after their own strength or in their flesh ultimately will end up practicing to some degree the works of the flesh. If you study those words in the works of the flesh, they have broad meanings. They cover a lot. Okay, so I come to realize Sunday when I was speaking in this message, if you're following this mega grace series, you need to hear all the messages. I want to make a statement here. Even when you put forth your best effort, it's still flesh. I hear chains falling off. I said, even when you put forth your best effort. Now, the reason I say get the whole series, don't you stop trying now. Even when we put forth our best effort after the flesh, it's still in the flesh. The best, your best effort. Okay? Now, here's where I want to really lay a solid foundation in all of our lives. Our starting point, when we accept who we are and what we are in Jesus, when you accept, and not just putting forth your best effort, trying as hard as you can, but no, when you accept right where you are, whose you are, and what you are in Jesus. Guess what? When you accept that, when you truly accept that and yield to that, grace begins to flow out of your life. It's like maybe a good analogy is like the race with the tortoise and the hare. You know, the rabbit took off running and the tortoise just, you know, slowing along. Steady as she go, just got to relax. Ain't panicking, just going along. The rabbit thought he had it made in his own strength. You know, he take little naps here and there, but time he woke up the last time, the tortoise was covering, crossing the finish line. That's how grace is. A lot of folk race out in their own strength, do a lot of stuff in their own strength, while the person that has understood how to wait upon God and how to allow grace to work. See, you have to accept. Last time we spoke, we talked a little bit about how sin can wound your conscience and your heart and make you a little insecure, almost unable to trust God like you should. It'll even bring condemnation to you. Sometimes it takes a little while to get over it. But see, when you can understand whose you are. Now we're talking about your standing that does not change. You are complete. You are perfect. You are righteous. If you're born again right now, no matter what state you are in, this is that religious spirit tries to grab your mind right there and pull you back into, but what about what? The work was done by Jesus. A work that you can't add anything to it and you can't take anything from it. Come on, that's our stand. See, if you can find your place there and stay there, it's not a matter of license to sin, because when you stand there, you have no mind nor intention of sinning. But whatever comes your way, you know whose you are and what you are and what you have received that no one can take from you. No matter what, no matter how, no matter who, no matter how many. What shall separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ? You see, a tribulation, a persecution. See, some of our upbringing, some of our training and teaching in the various demon denominations has trained us to think a certain way. And I need to know what you need to understand. You've been building with untempered mortar. You know, you've been putting up a wall and you've been tempering it with stuff. But when the rain and the storm comes, that stuff is going to just. But see, when you lay the right foundation, my goodness, I said, when you lay the right foundation, when the storms come, when you build that house on the right foundation, when the storms beat up on that house. But it can't do it no harm because the foundation is solid. How many know God is the same yesterday, today, and forever? He said, I am God and I change not. Tell somebody, God ain't mad at you. Last time we were together, I told you what's bothering you, what's causing you pain is the sin. It's not God punishing you. It's the law of sin and death that you've allowed over your life. You are subjected to that. So you need to get out of that. Get out from under that. And live by the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. And watch how grace starts to flow in your life. Watch how faith is easy. Watch how joy is really unspeakable and full of glory. Watch how you get your excitement back. How serving God all of a sudden has life again. When you allow the devil to bring you up under the law of your flesh, your own ability. Some of y'all need to stop being mad at yourself. Give yourself a big hug. It's mad at you. Even when you put forth your best efforts, you still are in the flesh. But when you start first, see, if you allow this foundation to be laid in your life, when you get up in the morning to pray, it won't be, well, I better pray, because, you know, you're going to feel bad if you don't pray. You know, you're looking for stuff to go wrong with your superstitious self. Let me tell you something. I believe in prayer very much. My wife will tell you, we pray a lot. But it's not, you know, it's like somebody that, you know, they're driving down the road and someone pulls in front of them real fast and they throw the brakes on Jesus. And they think that saying Jesus was what stopped the car, stopped the accident. I'm talking to some of you religious thinking, don't get mad at me now. Now what if you weren't able to say Jesus? What if somebody didn't have a voice and they were in the same situation? They gonna crash? No, understand, what we're gonna come into is from a lot of form and fashion into stature. That evil couldn't happen to you because of who you are.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 8 of Mega Grace, Grace in Weakness. Jesus was a man full of grace and truth. He did it as a man. Jesus Christ was fully God and fully man in one person and will be so forever. The full humanity of Christ is seen in that he experienced all human weaknesses and limitations of having a human body, mind, soul, and emotions. Yet he was without sin. Jesus actually became sin on the cross. We all have the same grace and dunamis power. Humble and submit yourselves to God. Grace comes through your submitting. Grace in weakness.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us tonight at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our services begin at 7:30 p.m. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.